Hey everyone, in this episode, we get deep and we talk about executing your right to choose the life you want.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers! What is going on, everyone? It is your man, Jay Wong, and I'm super pumped, super excited that you're joining me on another episode on The Inner Changemaker. And this one, I want to talk about your right to choose, and how you need to be able to choose the things that are happening in your life, how you need to be able to choose the types of people you do business with, who you hang around, and how you really choose the type of person you ultimately want to be. And, you know, this week has been so crazy because we've been running a challenge. It's called the Launch Your Podcast Show Challenge. And we had over 500 people like opt in. We had a couple hundred people in the group. And anytime you throw that many people in a hyper niche group, such as, you know, podcasting or, you know, how to do A or how to do B, right? Like very, very targeted. The comments are insane. And we've had a lot of people kind of share with us, you know, their challenges, their trials and tribulations, their perspectives, their insights. And it has been an insane week because we've been helping them facilitate that process and encouraging them to ultimately go out and create content, ultimately go out and create their own show. Shout out to the people that are in the challenge if you're listening to this, and if you're not a part of the challenge and it sounds like something that you might be interested in, please make sure that you are on our email list. That is actually where we announce all of these cool little trainings or behind the scene challenges or trainings. So if you want to be a part of that, just make sure you are subscribed in the right place. Now, the reason I bring up the challenge is not to just update you or to get you guys to join on the next challenge, but one of the first challenges I thought is quite relevant to what we're talking about today, which is challenge one, and I think really step one of doing anything. But really, challenge one, we get them to dream a little bit, right? We teach them a certain strategy that we think about monetization. If you listen to the podcast, you probably have heard us talk about it or have heard me talk about it in the past. But most people don't do those things. But without getting hyper-technical, because that's not necessarily what the podcast is about, we get them to set a vision. We get them to set a goal. We get them to say, hey, where do you want your life to be once you have some of these things connected? And it's amazing to see some of their answers. Some people's answers are hyper-realistic. You know, they want to be able to generate a couple additional $1,000 every single month. Some people want to hit that elusive five-figure a month mark, right? Which I think to most people is a lot of money. You know, I think to most people, five figures a month is something that they would really want to get to. Now, for some of you that are out there that are listening that are, you know, kind of like myself, that are, like, you're beyond that point, right? You realize that the more money, the more resources, the more attention, the more anything that you can have, you could leverage that to create more income, but also more impact. And I want to start off here because the idea of setting the vision and the idea of setting goals, I feel like people get this wrong a lot, because you have to set goals and you have to set visions that you are choosing for yourself. Meaning that if I didn't give you any other influence, right? Meaning that if you didn't hear everybody else say that they want to be an entrepreneur or they want to go and be a YouTuber or what have you, like whatever the popular answer is, if you didn't hear any of those answers, like what would you say if you're by yourself? Like if you knew no one would ever hear you say it, right? Or if you knew that it was not a popular choice, would you still say it, right? And I remember the first time I discovered kind of the power of choosing. And it almost happened accidentally, but I think there's a huge beauty in traveling by yourself. And I know some of you know my story already, there was this time in my life where I was vagabonding in Asia. Now, for some of you new listeners, you're like, what? I'm Asian, right? But I'm not from China, but grew up in Canada. And, I was vagabonding through Asia. So I was like living in Southeast Asia. I was living in South Korea for a period, but mostly I was staying in a city called Shanghai, which I'm sure you guys probably know where that is. And I remember I was traveling by myself and I didn't know anybody in the city, right? 24 million people in the city, one of the most populous cities in the world, if not the most, populous ones. And I remember I was by myself. My friend had just left and I didn't know anybody in the city. So I was walking down the street. It's like raining, right? It was like one of these like Sundays. It's like raining. And I remember thinking, well, what do I do now? Like, my friend just left, so, if he was here, me and him would probably go, go over here, or would go get a drink, and, maybe, we'd go to dinner afterwards, or maybe go see a movie. Like, we you have, like, certain things that you do when you're, like, with a friend or with a person and you're in a foreign country, right? But in this case, I was by myself, and it was, like, raining, it was Sunday, and I thought to myself, well, what do I really want to do? Like, I asked myself that. I said, what is it that I want to do? And I was like, well, it's raining. I don't want to stay I was staying at like a hostel or something. So I don't want to stay at the hostel, but I want to go to like one of these nice like museums. Like, I haven't gone to a museum in, God knows how long. And I want to go check out one of these museums by myself. It's in the center of the city. So it's like this adventure by myself, right? I didn't know anybody. I didn't know the metro system. I didn't know how to speak Chinese back in the day. I didn't go with anybody, I didn't even have like an umbrella, right? Like, I just went and I did something because I wanted to do it. Does that, like, you guys have to hear me, okay? Because so many of you, you're not doing things that you actually want to do. You're saying what you believe the right answer to be. And therefore you're like, well, I'm saying the right answers. I'm saying what the book told me. I'm saying what the video told me. I'm saying what Jay's saying. But how come I'm not seeing the same results? And the biggest problem with this is that when you come from school or you come from work or you work in corporate, like, there's kind of like, there's like set answers. If anybody who has ever done any of those things, you just know what I mean by when I say set answers, meaning like there's kind of like a set way for you to get out of every situation and like how you would address certain things, right? But when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to choosing the type of person that you want to grow into, when it comes to choosing the vision that you want to create for yourself, when it comes to lifestyle design, you have to choose for you because you have to honor what's here. You have to honor what's in your heart. You have to honor who you are. And so much, I tell my students this all the time. I was like, look, so much of this process is, yes, we're putting a voice behind your business, your products and services, like, that's exciting. But so much of this journey is also about figuring out what your voice is. Figuring out who you are in this world, and that was a huge lesson for me. I remember even thinking that on that day, I was like, wow, like, I chose for myself. What else can I choose, without the influence of others? Am I hungry now? Do I want to drink a beer now? Do I want to drink a glass of wine now? Right? What is it that I actually want to do? And so I pose the same question to you. What is it that you actually want in your life? Do you want to live my life? Do you want to live someone else's life? Or do you want to live your life? Do you want to design it the way that you want it to be designed? Look, I think a lot of times people start new projects or they enter into new businesses because they ultimately want a change in their lives. They realize the old Einstein quote of, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That is the definition of insanity. Right? But let me ask you this. While you're doing what you're doing right now, do you look like the change that you want to make? Or do you still look like the person that you used to be? Do you look like the change that you want to be? Or do you still look like the person that you used to be? Do you look like the person that you're growing into? Is it? You tell me. There's no one there like telling you that you have to listen to this podcast. There's no one in the car with you, or maybe there is a person in the car with you right now. But this is a self, like, this is a gut check type of activity. Am I living the best version and the and am I stepping into the best version of myself right now? You know? And you know, I think sometimes people get it twisted. You know, I get a lot of comments every time I go speak or every time I do like an interview, and people say like, wow, like, you know, like you're so gifted in you know, communications or in the way that you speak, or they'll say something along those lines. And you know, funny enough, like I've grown up listening to a lot of those comments, and I hear them and I appreciate them. I'm trying to get better at receiving them. Someone told me, or someone, you know, gave me that insight that I wasn't very good at receiving compliments or receiving nice things, which is great. Like I think nice things are better than not nice things, I guess. But the reason sometimes I look at it and I don't put too much importance or priority to it is because I know I can be better. It's because I know I've only just started tapping into the power of my own voice. I know I'm just getting good at figuring out how to communicate with greater influence, how to incorporate more pauses while I do some of these episodes or some of my talks. How do I tell more vivid stories? How do I tell more compelling pieces of content so that I could get you not just to say, wow, that was really, really great, or, you know, that sounded really good, or you looked really good. Like, that's good. But what's better is that you actually, I actually get you to the point where you take action on it, right? Obviously, part of that equation is I can't be responsible for your actions, right? I can't be responsible for your own results. Like, if you take any of the content that we create and you go apply it in your lives, that's on you. Right? Like, that's on you. Your results are based on your actions. And this episode, I want to remind you to execute your right to choose who you ultimately are, to choose the person that you want to grow into. And I think you have to ask yourself those tough questions. You have to say, hey, am I growing into that person, or am I reverting back to the person that I'm comfortable being? You know, am I choosing the people in my life? Am I choosing the activities that's in my life, or am I just going because I feel like I have to, right? Am I choosing the types of clients that I want, or am I just taking whatever kind of comes by? And look, there's different phases of everybody's lives where you have to do one more than the other. I get that, but it's this ever-growing feeling of everything that you're doing is going to get marked, it's going to get tracked, and I'm asking myself, am I choosing that for myself? Do I want to choose? Am I choosing to be in this conversation with you today? Or should I choose to create a podcast for my audience? Right? Everything I do, I try to get to the point where I'm choosing that activity. And I encourage some of you creators, overachievers, high performers, that you too get to a point where you choose more of what enters into your life, of how you spend your time, of what you give energy and focus to, rather than having the choice made for you. You know, one of my first courses that I ever taught was this like personal branding course. We never automated it. We never made it into like a serious product, but we ran a couple groups with it, surprisingly. And this was like, you know, like way back when I was just starting out. And, you know, people would ask the infamous question, why do you think you need a personal brand? And the answer is pretty simple if you think about it. It's not because whether you need a personal brand or not. It's if you do not pay attention to your personal brand, it will automatically default to whatever the room or the community that you're walking into thinks of you. It means that you have no say. It means that you did not have a hand in designing what types of conversations that you're going to be in, what are the topics that you can teach on, what are the things that you choose for yourself. And I think that's in the fundamental sense, that is what needs to happen. You need to choose the things that happen in your life. And I hope with that, you choose, you know, I appreciate that you choose to listen to our show. I appreciate that, you know, that you choose to follow me on this journey and to follow yourself as you grow. And to choose progress over perfection. I think there's a lot of power in that. I think you should feel powerful. And I hope this, you know, whenever you're listening to this, whether it's beginning of the week or the end, whether it's late at night or early in the morning, that you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm choosing myself. I'm going to choose my talents. I'm going to choose my skills. I'm going to choose what I do best. And you're going to find a way to be able to share that with the world. And I think that's really what the journey is really all about. It has nothing to do sometimes with, how much resources you have. It's choosing to be resourceful. You know, it has nothing to do with, asking, low quality questions, things like, will people, listen, or will they share? Will they engage? Will they, will they find it valuable? It's choosing to do it anyways when you have no audience. And I think it's just that fundamental belief that if I execute my right to choose every single day, over and over again, one day I'm going to be living and standing in the life that I chose for myself. And I think that is a really powerful vision. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.